It's group therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
And part of what makes the Playhouse family a family is that desire to help one another. And looking for that sage wisdom of the Playhouse family today is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, can you run through what it is you're pondering and could use some feedback on, please?
Well, I'm just wondering if most people would trust their mother to set them up on a date.
Why is that even an opportunity? Why is Bob pushing on this? You got a guy in mind, obviously.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, okay, so, all right. Well, so I'm single, and I've been single for a while. I'm 29. 30 is looming. And my mom keeps bringing up this guy that she works with who's 32, and, like, my mom describes him as just, like, perfect for me. And whenever I ask my mom, like, oh, well, what's so perfect about him? She's just like, well, he's nice, he's cute, he's ready to settle down, but she can't contribute, like, anything past that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, yeah. And I saw this picture, actually, because she, you know, she showed me, she had this, like, work photo, and he's actually pretty cute. I just feel like, do I trust my mom to set me up on a date? I just feel a little weird, like, and also because they work together. So it's just like, it feels a little bizarre to me. I don't know.
It's funny because there is different layers to this, right? Because not only are you trusting mom to set you up on a date, which is already tough, but they're coworkers. Mm-hmm. So whether it goes good or it goes bad, like, that doesn't change the fact that he goes into his work every day and sees your mom.
I know. Like, I don't want them talking about it behind my back. Like, that's so weird. Yes, exactly. So
really, we're just kind of polling people on whether or not they would let this happen. That's kind of the question? That's what you're getting at?
Yeah. Like, do you think it works to have, like, your mom set you up with someone, or is that just, like, too weird? And it's like, I don't know. I'm curious, like, what other people do when their parents recommend someone for them to date.
Got it. Well, we'll get some feedback for you, and then we'll circle back and check back in with you, see if you have an idea. Okay, Liz. So she has a situation where mom could set her up on a date. It is with mom's coworker, though. I don't know if that makes it a little bit weirder. Would you, from what you heard, suggest she does that? Have you ever been set up by your parents? Would you trust them if that opportunity ever arose? Like, you and your dad are close.
Yeah.
Would you trust him to find a woman for you to go on a date with?
Absolutely.
You absolutely,
I mean,
would?
Well, there was a moment. So we're obviously from Brookings, so South Dakota State University.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked on campus. And, like, if that ever happened, I know at least it would be a match at least. Like, my dad knows me, so he'd be like, Mom, he's never done it, but if he did, I would trust him. I would trust him.
It's weird because I think if my mother was like, I need you to meet somebody, I'd be like, who is this boring, horrid human being that you have come up with?
Right.
Horrible human being. If my dad came up with somebody, I'd be curious. I'd have to go. I'd have to find it. Like, who does dad think makes sense?
Exactly. Like, what's dad think of my type is? But I, you know, with your mom too, though, your mom's going to know you, right? Like, so Elizabeth probably has the same relationship that we're talking about with, like, our fathers.
Yeah.
So she probably would be like, oh,
maybe.
Mom, maybe. I mean, she thinks he's cute according to the pictures. So
initial text response, are people vibing on going on mom's blind date or no?
Yep. Well, somebody did say no, but otherwise a lot of people are kind of saying, just do it.
Would you let your parents set you up on a date? Have you ever done this? Some feedback for in group therapy. 237 hits. You can text if you'd rather. 35270.
Waking up laughing every morning.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station.
Chime in now. It's group therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
And visiting this morning with Playhouse family member Elizabeth, who's wondering, would you let your mom set you up on a date? Quick recap.
All right. Well, so I'm single, and I've been single for a while. I'm 29. 30 is looming. And my mom keeps bringing up this guy that she works with who's 32. And, like, my mom describes him as just, like, perfect for me. And whenever I ask my mom, like, oh, well, what's so perfect about him? She's just like, well, he's nice, he's cute, he's ready to settle down, but she can't contribute, like, anything past that.
So would you trust your mom to set you up on a date where I think a lot of people are pointing out, like, that's almost one question But a separate question is, would you trust your mom to set you up on a date with her coworker? Because the fact they work together makes that association a little bit more awkward, but she's getting a lot of texts on it.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, just do it. And that's what quite a few people are just, you know, saying, do it. Somebody said, I would just do it. Who cares? God, I cannot read. Okay. I would just do it. Who cares how you got the date? There's always going to be potential somewhere great. Okay. Could be great is what this person's saying. Somebody else saying, nope. Mom just wants to be able to say that she contributed to your relationship if it does work out. But at the same time, what's the difference between like meeting somebody on a dating app and not knowing them, kind of blind date situation, versus just going out? You never know. You never know. So go on that date.
I mean, mom knows full well there's a chance it's not going to work, right? You go and it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Do you feel like you have an inclination? Are you still just kind of humming and hawing on it? Do you think you're going to go on the date? Or?
I'm considerate. I'm highly considering it. I mean, he's cute. I'm not sure that it's the right thing to do, but I think I might do it. His picture looks good.
Yeah.
All right, so he's a good-looking guy. Mom's setting you up. You're going to see what happens. See if the guy wants to go out, too.
Yeah, maybe see what develops with this. Maybe.
All right, well, to be honest, now you still seem a little, like, iffy about it. If you do actually go, that this you would be one of the people that, like, you have to feel obligated to give us that update. Like, I want to hear about the date, if you're going to see the guy again, if it made things weird with your mom, if what she had to say about it when you finally agreed. Like, if you go, we need to get the update on the actual date itself. Like, absolutely. Kind of like a second date update kind of thing.
Yeah. I think 100% need to give us a call back.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind having the guy on too, but maybe I'm shooting for the stars now.
I mean, if you could pull that first, let's see what happens. Maybe he ends up being part of like a second date update because she might ghost him.